This Thursday and Friday, the Bloomington Playwrights Project presents Suzanne Zader's award-winning Wiley and the Hairy Man, showtime at 7. I'm George Walker. Our guest is director Rachel Hemsel. Rachel, you've acted, directed, administered for the Bloomington Playwrights Project. You're in grad school, but you're still actively involved in the activities there at the Playwrights Project, and you're directing this particular group?
That's right, and I'm really happy to be doing that. And I've been with this group for 3 years, as long as I was an administrator at the BPP, and they're great kids, and I'm really excited to be doing this show.
You've described the production of Wiley and the Hairy Man as family-friendly, mystery, magic, and perhaps without being preachy, a message about the human spirit and the ability we have to face fears. How do your kids react to this?
Actually, they've been doing an amazing job with the theme of it. And we started out our rehearsals by talking about the theme of fear. And we talked about what their fears are to get into the characters. And I think that, you know, we kind of forget that kids have fears. They may be different than adult fears. And actually, one of my adult actors, when we were talking about fear, his fear was the tax man. And so he came up with his character name as the tax man, while some of the kids were kind of like, Sting, and I think they have made up some names for their characters, you know. So like, blah, 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 which, you know, is a very interesting character name. But yeah, we talked a lot about fear, and I think it's something that, you know, kids definitely identify with, just in a different way than with adults.
One of the reasons you mentioned for doing a demanding script, just in terms of length, like Wiley and the Hairy Man, is the confidence in this group, your multi-generational cast that you've been working with. Tell us a little bit about the kids.
Right, I'd love to. Well, we have Wiley is Adrian Cox Thurmond, and when he first came to my class a few years ago, I asked him about pretending, and he wasn't just pretending to be Gollum, but he had this great sense of imagination. Now it's really cool that he can be Wiley. You know, he's kind of gone from this pretend place to now he's understanding what acting is, and Adrian is just doing a fantastic job. The rest of the kids in the chorus are Alyssa Wiley, Ryan Butler, Jared Winslow, and Isabel Neal, and they're just fabulous. And then we have two adults in the chorus also, and the chorus kind of acts as this group of people that scare Wiley, but sometimes they cheer him on, and they're narrators, but they also become trees, and they become stumps, and they become a pricker bush. And the other two adults in it, actually, we have Ryan's dad, Prince Butler, and a young actor named Gabby Craycroft, and she is just wonderful. And my other student is playing a dog. Owen Walters is playing the dog. And the last actors we have are adult actors, Thea Bransby as Mammy and Frank Buzklich as the Hairy Man. And he's fabulous. I've worked with Frank before, and he is very, very scary. And we're going to make him very, very hairy. So, yeah.
We're talking with director Rachel Hemsel about the upcoming production of Wiley and the Hairy Man. That's 7 this Thursday and Friday. You actually saw your sister in a production of the play. She was in the chorus when you were wee.
That's right. I was very young. My sister's 10 years older than me, and we're from Jasper, Indiana. And so at Jasper High School, they did a production of Wiley and the Hairy Man. And I remember being like, you know, 7 years old and sitting in the audience. And I was like, wow, they're becoming a tree. Wow, they're becoming a pricker bush. And it stuck with me this long. And my sister actually jokes about it. She's kind of like, you know, God, you have an amazing memory, because that's just the power of theater, though. I think, you know, years and years and years later, you remember this production you saw that just had some emotive quality that really stuck with you.
So years and years and years from now, people may look back on this Thursday and Friday at the Bloomington Playwrights Project when they saw Wiley and the Hairy Man in the production directed by our guest, Rachel Hemsel. I'm George Walker.